Hi, welcome to eSchool once again. In the previous two chapters, we saw when to buy, when to sell. Now, that is specifically for those who simply want to buy and simply want to sell. But when we talk in terms of investors, they have different mindsets. Like some of them may just simply want to invest in shares and wait for the returns that come their way. Some of them may want to speculate. They may want to take some risk. They are willing to wait for some time and book the profits. And the ultimate one could be the gamblers. When we talk about gambling, it involves a huge risk. They take huge risk and expect huge returns. So friends, you need to decide which type of mindset as an investor you have. But in this chapter 20, we will learn about speculation. This chapter explains the concept of speculation. It also explains certain things to be kept in mind when an investor becomes a speculator. Speculation is definitely better than gambling. So what is speculation? The word speculate is explained in the dictionary as consider, form opinions without having complete knowledge, guess, buy and sell goods, stocks and shares, etc. with risk of loss and hope of profit through the changes in market value. So basically it involves taking risk, hoping for profit, and this happens through the changes in the market value. The stock market and the possibility of instant wealth has excited men from the time the first stock exchange began in 1611. G. La Vega at that time called it this gambling hell and observed that it is the foolish to think you can withdraw from the exchange after you have tasted to the sweetness of the honey. One gets involved into it more and more once he tastes a small profit. Speculation is exciting. It is here to stay. However, all speculators are not successful. Several have lost fortunes. We have another statement from David Freeman on the study of speculation. David Freeman, after a study of speculation, states that four general principles seems to emerge from a study of financial speculation. Number one, an irresistible image of instant wealth is always presented that draws a financial crowd into the existence. Instant wealth becomes the first pointer. The second one, a social reality is created that brings most people to the dangers of the mania. Opinions converge and become facts. Experts become leaders, strongly exhorting the crowds on. Overconfidence becomes dominant and standards of conduct and experience of many years quickly forgotten. So one should always have a sense of investing with calculated risk rather than taking or facing too many dangers. The third one, the reborn image of the magic lantern suddenly changes and anxiety replaces overconfidence. The distended bubble breaks with an ensuing panic, and there comes the sense of loss. And fourth, we do not as investors learn from past mistakes. Things really do seem very different from each time, although in fact each set of circumstances are remarkably similar to the last. The lesson from here, never repeat your mistakes. Take lessons from your previous mistakes and ensure that you are on the right path. We have a beautiful quote from Mark Twain to caution the individuals on the risk of loss. Mark Twain has cautioned individuals, the beautiful quote which states, October, this is one of the peculiarly dangerous months to speculate in stock. The others are July, January, September, April, November, May, March, June, December, August, and February. So which months are left out? So that is what is a caution to the individuals on the risk of loss, which always prevails. So having understood these basic pointers on, or the basic concepts on speculation, let us come to the points to be considered by the speculator. Number one is, should have enough money. Number two, use fair cash. Number three, should have patience. Number four, should look at a big picture. Test before you indulge. Do not be in a hurry. Follow your own hunch, not the crowd's. Do not add to a loss. Accept losses. Don't wait for it to grow. Prompt action is required, and professionalize your deals. Let us look at this pointers. There are some more. Have a vacation. Never get indulged into it 24/7, 365 days. Have vacation time. Bulls die too. Historical low shares. Believe in yourself. Learn from errors. Tops and bottoms. Note it. Reversing the positions you have taken. History repeats itself. Triangle trading. And follow the leader. So these are the pointers to be kept in mind by a speculator. Let us look at it one by one. The first one, should have enough money. What does this mean? A speculator must have enough money to play the market. Remember the word, play the market. Without money, he cannot speculate or take positions. He may have to take some hurried decisions. Without money, he would be forced to square positions that he has taken, sometimes at a loss. So for this reason, in order to build the holding capacity, a speculator should have enough money. Second important point, he should have use fair cash. Because if you put in the cash which is required for your day-to-day needs, then you have a risk of running your life safely. The speculator should use money that he or she has spare, money he or she can afford to lose. If he or she is using the money he or she has saved to buy a house or a car, then he will be under a lot of pressure to make a profit or to sell the shares if they begin to fall. And this can seriously impact the financial goals he has planned, and for that basis he is investing in the shares. So note, always to use spare cash. You can afford to lose, no doubt you will definitely lose, but you will have some cushion to bear the risk. Only if the speculator can afford to lose the money will he have the mental independence to take risk. And taking risk is the key to speculating, without which speculation won't be possible. The next important point is patience. In successful speculation, as in investing, profits are made by determining the trends and then waiting for them to happen. You cannot get overnight results, especially by investing in shares. This is difficult to do, but this control is necessary for an operator to make money. If a speculator believes prices will rise, he or she will buy and wait till it rises. He should not get worried about the ups and downs that happen, the momentary ups and downs that happen. He should have that capacity to bear the ups and downs, wait till he gets his price. He or she will not worry about the momentary fluctuations. Similarly, in a bull market, he or she will buy and hold on to the shares until the time he or she feels the price will turn and begin to fall. A speculator should look at a big picture. The successful speculator spends his time determining the big picture. What will happen? Will the market rise or will it fall? He or she buys on the basis of his or her analysis. The speculator's aim is not to buy as cheap as possible, that is virtually impossible, but to buy as the prices are rising. He is driving on the trend that is seen visibly, while accumulating each purchase will normally be at a higher price than the earlier one. So look at a big picture and you will gain over a period of time. When the shares are sold, each sale will be at a lower level than the previous one. Speculators maintain that the share prices are never too high to begin buying or too low to begin selling, so long as the trend is interpreted properly. So maintain that the share prices are never too high. The most important secret of the big picture. What is it? After the first transaction, he or she should not do the next unless the first makes a profit. That discipline has to be maintained. The speculator repeats his order only if his analysis is proved correct. That is what it means. When you have earned the profit in your first take, there is some sort of history being created that your analysis is proved correct. Money is not made in following individual shares, but by determining the trend and the way the entire market is going. So follow the trend. Money is not made in following individual shares, but determining the trend. The trend will talk more than individual up and down of a share. Next important pointer for the speculator: test before you indulge. If a speculator intends to buy or sell large number of shares, he or she must first see whether the market can take it, because it can result in the prices rising or falling tremendously. If he or she wants to buy, say, 1 lakh shares, then he or she should buy slowly in lots of 5,000 and 10,000, so there is no perceptible buying trend. If he or she buys a whole lot in 3 days or so, the prices will rise disproportionately, and then if he or she sells the amount accumulated, market may not be able to absorb it, or it can, the shares will plunge to a very low price. So there is a strategy to buy. So don't test before you indulge. Buy in small quantities, build up the share quantity, and then offload accordingly. The market will absorb it. Do not be in a hurry. No one can be in a hurry. Speculators also cannot be in a hurry. A speculator will not buy shares in a hurry. He or she always waits till he notices a trend and then acts accordingly. The trend has to be in a very prominent way. He or she will not sell until he's sure the prices will fall. There are theories behind it. There is an experience in noticing such things happening. Similarly, he or she will not buy until he or she is sure of the prices will rise. It won't be 100% accurate prediction, but based on the experience, based on the application of knowledge and theory, he can certainly niche near that 100%. He, she will not buy just because prices appear slow. He, she will wait till the trend is confirmed. So the trend line is the lifeline for the speculator. Following your own hunch, not the crowd's. The crowd will have its own way of thinking, but it's your money. You should follow your hunch. The speculator follows his or her judgments. He, she will not buy or sell because everyone else is doing so. He or she will not allow himself to be influenced by the opinions of others, because if he or she does, she might change the stance. He, she has taken after analyzing the market, and that can be dangerous. So always follow your own hunch, not the crowds. Do not add to a loss. It can be a very, very foolish thing. If after buying the shares, the price falls, the speculator will not normally purchase and add to his portfolio as his or her assessment of trend is not correct. This is contrary to the principle of averaging, where some would buy when prices fall to average cost. Averaging according to the speculator is risky, as the price may continue to fall, then everything what has been invested may go down and down. So do not add to your loss. Exit, book your loss, make it in the next investment. You need to learn to accept loss. A speculator is not afraid to take loss. Just as he is willing to take the risk, he is also not afraid to take the loss. If the price is falling and in his or her opinion the shares will continue to fall, he or she will sell even if it has a loss, and thereby cut his losses. He will not wait for the losses to increase in the future by holding on to such shares which are falling. He or she will not let it ride in the house, and prices will eventually rise. Prompt action is required in a stock market, and speculators act promptly. Prices rise and fall very fast in a volatile market. One does not necessarily have the luxury of dawdling, procrastinating whether to buy or not. Successful speculators act decisively once they have pursued a trend. So the trend line provokes an action, and that action is prompt, and that's the reason a successful speculator makes money. Professionalize your deals. A successful speculator is a professional. He reads rather than his heart makes the trading decisions. His transactions are not based on optimism, but on analysis and perception. They believe in actual analysis, and based on the analysis, the decision is made. So professionalism is very much required in speculation. Like all professionals, the speculator needs to take a vacation, a break from the serious business of buying and selling shares, refreshing the mind and preparing for entering the market again. He, she needs to take time off to examine his position and assess the market. He might have to learn some new tricks of the game. He might have to do some research on revising or balancing his portfolio. Vacation time, in addition to giving time for the self, helps for such preparations. If he or she does not take time off, he or she will not be able to take a detached overview of the market or even to freshen his mind. A detached overview can happen only when you remain out of the market, and only that time gives you to freshen up your mind also, which is very important to survive for a longer duration in a market as sensitive and volatile as a stock market. Bulls die too. A bull market cannot continue forever. Every rise has a fall. It has to end at some time. This normally happens when it is overheated. Prices have risen beyond the logical reasons. The successful speculator begins to sell when a whisper of a bear trend begins. Experienced speculators actually begin to buy when the bull market is anticipated and begin to sell when it becomes a fact. So these are the rules followed by big players. Anyone who enters into it also need to follow to enter the successful footsteps of these big players. Historical low shares. A share which is trading at a historical low is a good share to buy, especially if it is of a company that is performing well. It has the potential of rising if it is this share that speculators tend to purchase in large numbers. For this, you need to have a research. You need to identify such shares. We have already seen this in the previous chapter, on what basis you collect the information and then make your informed decisions. Believe in yourself. A speculator has to believe in himself and his own judgments. If he or she does not and listens to everyone around him, he or she is bound to be confused. Decisions made will be colored because you are buying opinions from others and not as a reason thought, which only you can have it when you believe in yourself. So always believe in yourself. Let others say what they want, but make your decisions based on your own analysis. Learn from errors. Man is human and will err. The factor that distinguished man from a beast is that he can learn from his mistakes and ensure that he does not make the same mistake again. Successful speculators analyze the causes for their mistake. They have a mind, they have knowledge. Based on that, they can easily identify the root cause, find out why it happened, and accordingly plan out solutions which they have to follow in the future so that the same mistakes won't happen. Never repeat the same mistakes, and as far as possible, don't make new mistakes. The tops and bottoms are also very important for a speculator. A successful speculator never attempts to buy the bottom or sell the top. He or she knows that the tops and bottoms are momentary and that it is impossible at the best of times to determine when it will be at the top or the bottom. It is just that fraction of the time where it lies, but at the time you try to find out, it has already changed the position. If he or she always buys when the prices are ascending and sells when the prices are descending, in short, a speculator is not greedy and does not try to squeeze the last drop of profit. He is sure about some profit that he has made and he takes prompt action based on such profits. Reversing position is also important for a speculator. When a speculator is in a losing position, he or she does not sell everything immediately, as he or she could have a double loss. Losing when the market goes down and then losing more when the market goes up. So reversing position has to be carefully planned by the speculator. History repeats itself. A speculator knows that history always repeats itself. Prices will rise, then fall, and then rise again, and then fall again. So the price is false, he knows it will rise again in time. We have a beautiful quote of George Santayana, the Spanish philosopher, who once said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." So always remember the history so that you won't repeat the same mistakes that have happened. And when you talk about history, plan and strategize your actions based on the rise and the fall of the market, which is bound to happen. Next important thing a speculator keeps in mind is the triangle trading. When prices are moving up, the speculator's purchase is likened to a triangle. He initially buys 4,000 shares of say XYZ, then 3,000 shares, then 2,000 shares, and so on. He or she purchases are highest when the market is lowest. He or she can also change his position faster. This triangle trading is very important for the speculator. In triangle trading, he or she will, when he or she sells more at the higher price and then sell progressively less in future transactions. By doing this, he or she protects himself against minor market reversal. So a phase by phase action will help the speculator, and triangle trading can prove to be very beneficial. So keep this also in mind. Follow the leader. All shares do not move up in one direction together. Some may be going east way, the others may be going west way. However, all shares of one group or industry move up in a bull market and down in a bear market. So the speculator would observe the direction of the industry leader and then purchase or sell shares of others in the industry. So as a rule, follow the leader and make profits. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter? Speculation is exciting. Speculation will always be there, and a speculator can make a lot of money. It is here to stay. This must be construed that a speculator is always right. All speculators are not successful. He or she makes wrong calculations too, and several lose fortunes. However, as Bernard Baruch said, if a speculator is correct half the time, he is batting a good average. Thank you.